Now, there's some exciting news in the world of tech. Computer scientists at Lincoln University are working on something that could help the blind and visually impaired see using their smartphone or tablet. Now, it does sound a little bit like something out of a sci-fi film, but apparently Google don't think so. They've awarded the project a research award and grant as well to make it a reality, basically. BBC Radio Lincolnshire's Alex Rhodes has been talking to the project lead, that's Dr. Nicola Bellotto, at the University of Lincoln.
As you know, all the phones, tablets now, they have a very powerful high-resolution cameras, but very often people, not everyone knows that there are a lot of other sensors within these cameras as well, like gyro accelerometers and so on. The combination of vision, the combination of these sensors within the camera can be exploited for guiding the person in navigating around. So basically, you would holding your phone, you would capture images, you would capture the image of the world around you, and through this algorithm, we aim to provide to convert this visual information in other sort of information that can be through words, sounds, vibration, and so on, in order to communicate what is around there, what is in the world, in the surrounding of the person while he's moving.
So it's about making sure the phone knows where it is and the best way to tell the person where they are from there.
Yeah, exactly. That's the best way of communicating this, and also the way of somehow adapting to the person so that they can themselves improve and communicate maybe in different ways at different rates this information to the user.
In your ideal scenario, say I walk into a room, I'm visually impaired, I point my phone around, what am I expecting to hear back?
So suppose you're holding this device. You will hear some either sounds or vibrations through the phone that guides you in pointing this phone towards a particular feature, a particular piece of furniture, a particular light or something else that is that characterizes the room, and therefore quickly, say maybe in a few seconds, ideally, is able to use that information to say, oh, yes, you are in the kitchen right now, or you are in a bedroom right now, or you are in an office right now.
So it helps you quickly pick out the it tells you where to point the phone, it helps you quickly identify the big features of the room.
Yeah, exactly. So you wouldn't be required to scan at 360 degrees until you get something useful for your vision system to recognize where you are. But you are more targeted, you are really guided. Like if a person is somehow next to you and holding your arm and pointing you to the right scenario, to the right objects in order to quickly recognize that environment, that unknown environment.
And Google have obviously expressed a big interest. That must be a real boost to know that they want to get involved and put some money in, presumably.
Yeah, absolutely. So Google, they've been now really famous in the community and robotics, computer vision communities. They are already working, their research groups are already working in applications to aid people with visual impairments. And so this grant somehow is a way of complement something that maybe they don't currently have there, and being part of this bigger pictures that they have than we have.
Mm-hmm. And finally, just to get out of the science for a minute or two, but what's it going to mean to people? What's this technology going to do? How's it going to help their lives?
Well, in general, this and also other projects we have, it's oriented really to the improvement on the quality of life of people. And so overall, we want to be able to, get the people to live a better, wealthier life and also in a cheapest possible manner, if you want. So you don't have to be richer, you don't have to be, super techy to be able to benefit from new technology, but it becomes something common like the old mobile phones is for everyone and so on.
Technology for everyone, basically.
Absolutely. Technology for everyone.
Well, that's BBC Radio Lincolnshire's Alex Rhodes talking to Dr. Bellotto, who's working on the project at Lincoln University alongside Dr. Mozos and Dr. Silniak to help the visually impaired see with their phones on or tablets as well. Amazing.